Some of you were clever and trying very hard to think of words that weren't in the story. Some of you were going to go ahead and let this example do what it's supposed to do, right? The first word that probably came to your mind here was carnival, because you had just heard it. Same way here, perverse, even though the word person is way more common than pervert, well, I assume, than perverse. You still went ahead and said perverse. On Wednesday, this worked beautifully. They just said exactly all the words from the story. Kind of like they knew that was the answer I wanted, and they were helping me along with my examples. All right. Very good. Thank you, Wednesday. What's going on here? What is the illustration that I'm trying to get across to you? What is this effect called? This phenomenon?
Priming.
I'm sorry?
Priming.
Priming. What is priming?
Visiting.
Visiting. Oh, very good. We talked about it actually even before the last exam, priming, when we were talking about attention. Priming is like one. It's when you see something or hear something or experience something that kind of changes your expectations about what you're going to do in the future in a way that you may not even be aware of, right? Potential instead of potato, why? Perverse instead of person, why? Because you had just experienced these things. And you can kind of think about it like all of your memory for all the words have these, and this is going to be really cliche, but a lot of psychologists do think about it this way, that they have this like level of activation. And when you have to think of a word, whatever word has the highest activation level, that's the one that you pull out and want to say. So when we're talking about doctors and nurses, words like hospital and syringe have a lot of activation because they're related, so they get this increase in activation. When I read you the story, your mind remembers all of the words that were in the story and raises the activation levels of those words just a little bit over all the other words you know because you just encountered them. And then, if you see words here, like carnival, like C-A-R, sorry, which is consistent with either carnival or carpet or cartoon or whatever, because you had just experienced this other word, its activation level is a little bit higher than all the other ones, and so, boop, it's the first one to pop into your mind. Even though you might reject it later, you're like, no, carnival is what he's expecting. Let's give him something else. Really ruin the example. It's the first thing to come into your mind. So this is kind of how priming works. And it's funny because we can demonstrate priming so compellingly in the laboratory. And you can have priming that persists for a long time and gets people to do things that are radically different from whatever is most common in the environment. For example, person is a way more common word than perverse. And yet, at the same time, they tell us that subliminal messages in advertising don't work. It's something to think about. How much is our behavior modified by the things that we see around us, like advertisements on the bus? You see the bus go by with the 2L beef patties and the special sauce and the lettuce and pickle and whatever, and the next day you go to McDonald's. How independent was that decision from what you just saw? Not as much as we would like, probably.